By law, nonprofit hospitals have to benefit the community. However, there's no exact guidelines on how they should provide medical services. Aurora Healthcare in Milwaukee has been blamed for clinic closings and doctor dissatisfaction. A group of inner-city politicians and healthcare advocates for the poor say Aurora is trying to maximize profits by reducing medical care for patients on public assistance. Darcy Habers with Wisconsin Citizen Action.
We have internal data that some of their doctors produced that shows that they have reduced the number of Medicaid visits 40% in the last 7 years. That wasn't accidental. That was an intentional reduction. It was a strategy in which they sent memos to their doctors instructing them to drop Medicaid patients.
Aurora is private and nonprofit. It operates community clinics under the supervision of UW Medical School in Madison. Unless that agreement is extended, it will be replaced with a contract that gives Aurora more authority over doctors at the clinics who teach medical students and see patients. Some of those doctors have criticized Aurora for cutting back on medical care to the poor. Aurora spokesperson Mike Brophy says they are not responsible for all the downtown clinics that have closed, and while Medicaid procedures have been adjusted, he denies patients are being turned away.
We're committed to the original mission of the faculty and the faculty clinics, and you know whether there will be changes in the future, you know, who knows? You can't, you know, healthcare is a very it's a changing business.
Brophy says Aurora is and will continue to be committed to helping Milwaukee inner city residents get medical care. Critics say financial losses at Aurora's emergency room are an indication that preventive treatment may be lacking, forcing many poor patients to end up in the ER with worse, more costly ailments. Shamee Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.